So, what was Eden? What was Lucifer doing there? And what's next?
Genesis chapter 1-2, where it talks of creation of Adam and Eve. God said, I will place a garden eastward in Eden. In other words, the name of the garden was not Eden. The garden was in the east of Eden. Eden was a location bigger than the garden. So what was this Eden that had a garden in the east? And by the way, today, what do we call the place between the Tigris-Euphrates River and the Mediterranean? They call that the Middle East. They call it the Middle East. So when he says he's going to place a garden eastward in Eden, that's exactly where it's referred to today, in the Middle East. It is the Fertile Crescent. And so there in that place, God placed a garden in the middle of the place called Eden. Eden, I submit unto you, was probably the name of the earth at that time. It was Eden. And he placed a garden in the east of Eden. Or Eden was a larger part of that earth, which would encompass all the land God promised to the children of Israel that they would eventually inherit. That could have been the Eden, but I think it was the whole earth. So prior to his sin, Lucifer was in this Eden. But he said, I will ascend up from the earth. I will exalt my throne. He had a throne above the stars of God. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They'll narrowly look upon thee and say, are you the one that weakened the nations? And the worms will be under thee, and the worms will cover thee. Jesus said, hell is a place where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Not the worms, their worm. I believe that the bodies will be burnt away in hell, and what will be left is the essence of the soul, which is a maggot, a worm, an embryo. And that part will consciously suffer in the flames of hell forever and not be destroyed. Therefore, hell will be a place of maggots under and over in the fires of hell, and Lucifer will be one of them. Their worm dieth not. And so this Lucifer attempted to overthrow the throne of God, and he was cast down. When God had them make a replica of heaven, he had them make a mercy seat with two cherubim over the top of it. When John went into heaven, he saw the four cherub surrounding the throne crying, holy, holy, holy. Ezekiel saw four cherub supporting the throne of God and carrying it around.
We're really glad you listened today, and we hope that you were blessed. Remember, check our always changing online specials.